This is Space Midrash. A podcast exploring Jewish civilization in the space age. My name is Jacob Sager. I believe in an ethical humanity artfully thriving amongst the cosmos. And I believe we will only become those people if we can tell the story that inspires us to become those people. I'm Jacob Sager. This is Space Midrash. I started this podcast a year ago after the space race or whatever part of space tourism became wildly popular with the launches of the Virgin Galactic and Blue Origin inaugural trips there in June and July of last year. And what a ride it has been since then. Originally, this show was going to be pitched as a seasonal thing, and I put out one season and had some huge technical errors in the microphone department and in the editing department. So I deleted all by episode one and decided that this would kind of continue as a never-ending, nebulous ordeal. And so we are here at the 20th episode of Space Midrash. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to this episode. Space Midrash has been listened to in North America, South America. It's been listened to in Europe. It has been listened to in Australia. Hello to all the people around the world who have listened to any episode so far and are listening to this one right here. Thank you so much. I want to say thank you to the audience that is in France. Merci. That is the second largest audience behind the United States. So I'm Jacob Sager. I created Space Midrash as an opportunity to explore Jewish civilization in the space age. And after a year, I feel that we're coming towards some strong definitions and some good places to look forward. We've applied some futurism to Jewish civilization with space tourism and other things. And we've done some anthropological reviews of the people and the objects who have gone to space so far. And it's been great. So thank you so much for joining in on those episodes and the questions people have reached out and the stories they've shared. What's exciting is that this is only the beginning. This is the beginning of the Space Midrash mission. I've been rambling so far for what has come out to be about 2 hours of content so far, and that's awesome. And so the first thing was we launched, I put out that first season. There were 7 episodes. We got some great feedback. Pretty much all of those episodes have been reproduced and reabsorbed into the content of other episodes. The other great news that we heard was Space Midrash was cited in a college paper. It was a writing seminar where the author got to choose their own topic, but nonetheless, it was cited in MLA format. I think my top moment would be the Havdalah episode. If I would recommend something to anyone, like if you're going to listen to one episode, and that's actually the one that was cited, they cited the Havdalah episode in their paper. It's from February 25th of this last year. It's a 9-minute episode. That was one of my favorite ones to produce. Another great moment this year, if you've noticed, if you've been listening to some episodes and are listening to this one now, is that we have produced new music. I worked with a music producer. You can find all of his information. You can find all the information there on the page. I worked with a music producer who's out of Morocco, and we worked with a concept from some of the music I had found, that I had purchased the rights to in different times, but we wanted something original. So the music and the music that's the bumper in the opening and the closing was produced by us. So that was exciting. And the next thing that I'm really excited about, the fifth thing that's very exciting, is we're going to begin interviews. I have people lined up that we've been talking to, very relevant thinkers and participants of various nature in what is the intersection of humanity in the space age and Jewish civilization in the space age. So we'll begin to put out that information as these interviews are produced and then they go live. Any feedback on how the format should go? Believe it or not, these episodes tend to be pretty polished as far as I see. So, and have been cut down and parsed down. So I wonder if that's something I should take with these interviews or just kind of keep to the structure of the interview, but put something raw and whole of the conversations with these individuals. Or maybe have both available. So we're beginning interviews and those episodes will start coming out soon. So that's been an exciting year. 20 episodes of Space Midrash. I'm really excited. The first big memory was that we launched and then relaunched. So I put out 7 episodes. And then after about a month or so, even though there was great listenership, considering it was my first podcast, took that down because it was rough. And you can hear it in the first episode that is here on wherever you're listening to podcasts, episode number 1. Second most exciting thing was I was cited in a college paper. Space Midrash was there in the MLA format. Third thing was the Havdalah episode was it was different than everything else. It was a slightly more spiritual episode, and it resonated with a lot of folks, and there was a lot of feedback on it. The fourth thing is we produced new music for Space Midrash. All the bumper music and the audio tags here are new and original for Space Midrash now. And the next exciting thing is the most exciting thing that we're going to do, looking forward to, is beginning interviews that will be part of the Space Midrash discussion. So we'll talk about Jewish civilization in the space age, looking forward to thinking about, you know, the anthropology of what human culture will evolve and grow into, and what is it that we standing right now having this conversation can do or understand. So it'll be cool. We'll talk to rabbis, we'll talk to scientists, we'll talk to authors, we'll talk to astronauts. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for listening to Space Midrash this far. Having this whole year and producing these episodes has been a daunting and delightful task. I have learned a lot about myself, learned a lot about cutting out crap to get down to saying something real. I also learned something about the Jewish process of drashing and maybe kind of a yeshivist mumbling that comes with a certain kind of drashing. But it's been a pleasure to do this, and I look forward to being part of the conversation about Jewish civilization in the space age. This has been episode 20. I'm Jacob Sager. Thank you so much for listening.